Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology, speaking with you about astrology, what's going on in the sky, and how that's reflected on the earth and in our lives. This is Mark Waltz, speaking to you from New York City, and I'm joined by two colleagues, Ann Ortley.
Ann Ortley here at my bright red desk on the Upper East Side.
And Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Minnesota on the banks of the very frozen Mississippi in a very cold and blustery northern lands.
I was going to say, I didn't realize the Mississippi froze. I think of it as always rolling.
It
freezes.
I know.
Wow.
Well, I think it's rolling somewhere underneath that. But right now, it's pretty frozen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Solid. And there might be a few. I wouldn't really personally want to walk across it in case you can see where the depth is. The ice looks a little thinner there.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I still, it's, you know.
So
it's looking like a frozen body of water. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question for you, Heather.
Yes.
Where are the snakes?
Where are the snakes? They burrow deep inside. And
yeah,
they're
under the ground.
They're way under the ground, probably under our basement. And
but you're not thinking about that.
They sleep through the winter and then come up in the springtime wide awake.
And populate your backyard.
And repopulate our backyard.
Wow.
But,
well. So you can see the
Mississippi we're going to have healthier trees this year because some of the parasitic bugs that have been in the area, the ash borer beetle, that have been doing havoc in the northern lands, don't do well when it's this cold for this long.
Good.
Which is one reason why they were spreading north, because we global warming, we're seeing the ecosystem shifting warmer and warmer, and plants that were used to colder weather having a harder and harder time. But this winter should help for a little bit.
Yeah. That polar vortex just says, back,
yes,
back
indeed.
You go. Do not back come up
go.
Here. Back you go. Do not come up here. Not
it turns out now that it's the St. Paul vortex. But
yes.
Well, that's
Saint
the
Paul
new
Paul
name
polar
for it, St. Paul?
We're going to call
it. No, well, for
us, Minnesota, okay. I'm a little slow today.
Yeah,
it's Mercury retrograde. My joke laughing is like, that was funny. Somebody told a joke a few
tonight.
Days ago, and I totally didn't get it. And about 5 minutes later, I started to laugh. And they're like, I said, I just got it. I just got the joke. I didn't get it when you told it.
Yeah.
That is funny, yes.
Gotta love that Mercury retrograde.
It is. Oh, it has been a doozy, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I broke my toe. I caught that Chiron-Neptune aspect. I was cleaning, and I had people coming for brunch, and I came tearing around with a bottle of Windex and some paper towels in my hand and a pitcher of water and, you know, doing five things at once because I didn't have enough time, and clipped it. You know on those little footstool legs, you know, the little
mm-hmm.
wooden leg? Yeah.
Done it.
Just pulled that little baby right off the front of my foot, and I thought I was going to. Of course, the pitcher went on the water. Water went on
crazy.
The floor. And it's all blue and navy blue and purple and quite glamorous, I might add. It's got its winter coat on, we call it. So
yes.
I was able to put a shoe on, though, so that's good. You know.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon. That's
I kind of went, well, you know, I keep looking at that Chiron in Pisces and thinking I've escaped.
And
uh-huh.
what day was that?
That was on Sunday.
So the Sun-Neptune conjunction in Pisces, right, it was fogging up your foot?
Got my foot, yep.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa.
And it has been.
Yeah.
I've been publishing some very funny, what I find funny, between minor accidents and typos on Facebook, because the typos have just been pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I was also glad to see, sometimes there, you know, if you lose something, you often find it with Mercury retrograde, but if you lose it with Mercury retrograde, you usually have to wait until Mercury is direct to find it again.
Mm-hmm.
But there... when people make decisions you really hate, it's nice that they do it under Mercury retrograde.
Yeah,
so when they passed the law in both Uganda and Arizona on the same day to make it legal to discriminate against gay people, I was glad they did it under Mercury retrograde because it's the kind of ban that, the kind of law that you hope will be overturned. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the Jan Brewer vetoed that Arizona bill this year, this
today.
Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so.
And I actually, everybody was saying they thought she would sign it, and I'm like, wow. So, but there was a lot of people writing and protesting that the Super Bowl was going to be there and it shouldn't be there if they were gay and yada, yada. And,
right. So, and that point was, you know, one of the sarcastic comments was, they just began to realize that gay people have money and
mm-hmm.
spend it and choose not
yes.
to spend it in places where the it's so clearly, decisively prejudiced.
Right.
So I think they're going to have some work to do rewriting something that just says, you know, priests won't have to marry people they don't want to, rather than to give this huge bill that they had put out, which legalized.
Mm-hmm. But the priests don't have to anyway.
I mean, I know.
It's not about it being a religious, it's a whole thing of separation.
Exactly.
See, I'm always like, when they do this, I'm always like, separation of church and state people, you know, mm-hmm. Your church beliefs are different than your state obligations, mm-hmm. but whatever. Makes me crazy. So at least it didn't happen. Yeah.
Yes, it didn't so far.
So far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that they have had to take that statement. It's not something that's really an effort from the left to pressure them, but really mm-hmm. was talking about the misstructure of the bill itself.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so we have some hopes on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else do we see for this week?
We have a lot this week. We have
yeah,
six
we
planets
indeed.
Stationing to go retrograde or direct, but changing direction.
Yep.
Five of them this week and then Jupiter next week. But he counts as seven planets all in one. So Mercury goes retro. We have Vesta going retrograde. We have
mm-hmm.
Ceres going retrograde. They're asteroids. Well, actually, Ceres is a dwarf planet now. And they're stationing right at 21. One's at 1 Scorpio, Ceres is, and then Vesta's stationing at 28 or 29,
mm-hmm. 29.
Libra. And then Mars is stationing at 27 Libra, which is bringing up for a lot of people relationship stuff, and those planets are all going retrograde. And then Saturn is stationing at 23 Scorpio.
Now, I thought it was interesting, Mars coming back to Vesta,
mm-hmm.
and they're just about conjunct when they switch signs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
going back to look at how do we sacrifice ourselves for others in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've had two clients today who just said, I've had it. I am not going to, you know, sacrifice myself and do what they want me to do because it doesn't fit right for me. I'm going to not be selfish, but I'm going to invite them to do good things, but I am going to go where I need to go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And not wait for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yes, that is Mars.
That is Mars.
Yeah.
Conjunct Vesta
mm-hmm.
in Libra.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now consider that if you do this in a good way, it actually makes a stronger relationship.
Right, right. And it can be done in a good way
mm-hmm.
because it's really about you saying, well, the assumption is this, and this is where I want to head with it, you know, and this is what I want to do with it, and this is why. And if, you know, you're coming from a place of clarity and kindness, which is really the key operative words under this planetary configuration, clarity and kindness, because it's about you simply expressing what you need. But a lot of times people get to the point of frustration where they're like, argh! And I'm like, well, you know, you got to say what you need. They can't read minds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then Saturn goes retrograde at 23 on Sunday. And the thing also to remember is back to 1982, because Mars and Vesta are both stationing on the degree of the Saturn-Pluto conjunction from in November of 1982. So it brings up a lot of old issues around relationships and old stories from that time, which, of course, was Reaganomics and a lot of the deregulation and a lot of, you know, decision-making, you know. So, like, in the case of Johnny Carson, you know, Jimmy Fallon had Joan Rivers on his show, you know, and she hadn't been on in 30 years because she got kicked off because she didn't tell Johnny that she had a show offer from Fox. So, you know.
Oh,
it's,
really? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
she was there that first night.
Yep, she came that first night and gave him $100. and said, I've had a limo outside for the last 30 years waiting for this moment to be asked back again. But, yeah, and it was, you know, it was 49 years since she, her, it was her first night on the show was 49 years before. So it definitely was big in Joan's chart. And, of course, she's kind of a geriatric, a hard-working comic, who comics often are Saturnian characters. They have Saturn very strong in their charts. Because they do, it's all about timing. And, yeah, so it's a really interesting week. So, and then next week, Jupiter stations and goes direct. So he's going to, we got all the swirling of backwards this week, and then the forward
when
motion.
When I'm describing the changes of planetary directions, I think, remember, if you're stirring a vat of water really fast, you're stirring it all fast in one direction, and then you hold the spoon still and start stirring backwards, all the swirling turbulence.
Yes.
And that, I imagine that on a large scale, that it's not so much the difficulty, it's the shift in energy fields. And again, the planets are not backing up. They're just appearing to back up against the zodiac in relationship to the Earth's orbit. But it sends that symbolic energy spinning.
Mm-hmm. We be feeling it.
It really can be confusing.
Yeah. So I find it's some people are really feeling very anxious. Other people are feeling very depressed. Some, you know, people, I have a bunch of clients like you, Heather, that are jumping up and down in relationship going, I'm not going to do this anymore. I refuse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what else have you guys seen? Mark, what have you been seeing with people?
I actually haven't noticed that much with this one.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we also had some interesting solar spots, X-class solar flares last week. So we have a lot of that can make people kind of sparky and irritable. Yesterday had a very high irritation level, I think partly from the solar flares. But this morning, Venus and the crescent moon converged for a beautiful sunrise conjunction. And it, you know, when you look in the sky with the telescope, and whenever we've got that softening there for a minute, now the moon is well into Aquarius tonight, but this morning they conjunct in Capricorn and brought, you know, shifted the mood to a, kind of a more open and empathetic, friendly set of Capricorn moon. Yesterday, a lot of people were trying to get a lot of work done in a short period of time, and I noticed a higher level of anxiety around. And I can feel it moving, shifting forward a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that new moon in Pisces coming up.
Yes, big new moon.
Mm-hmm. And a highly emotional one. So, you know, right before, as Mercury goes direct on Friday, because that's going to be the big day, you know, people think, oh, good, it's directed. I can do something right this very minute. It's, you know, wait, give Mercury a few days to get started. It doesn't like moving slowly, and it's going to move very slowly as it stations and turns direct. But so the Mercury is just moving forward, which means it's going back one more time over the place that it has been. It went all the way through the sign into Pisces, then retrograded back, and it's now going moving forward at 16 or 18 degrees of Aquarius. And with that, whatever we've been working on mentally and emotionally for the last few, the last 6 weeks, will be, you know, taking the next round of work. So hopefully in the next 3 weeks we'll be moving into resolution from what we've been working on behind the scenes.
And
the
getting
new moon in Pisces is a time to do a lot of emotional processing. Friday and Saturday, if you need to cry, rent a cheap bad movie and cry about it. You know, really just let the feelings flow through and don't attach to the stories.
Mm-hmm.
We may be feeling a lot of emotions or noticing sad things or happy things that make us cry. But still, it's a need to just let the emotions flow. Now, next week, when the moon goes into Aries and Mercury starts moving forward, we're moving into a higher energy, okay, start getting your ducks in a row. The week after next, there's some really nice aspects to Saturn, which says, like, come on, let's get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be an interesting turning point.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll wake up a little bit on Monday.
When Mercury goes into Pisces again, you'll feel that shift.
Yeah. And we'll still feel a little sleepy from that, too. But, yes.
Yeah.
I have been sleepy. I mean, I've been, like, having some wicked-ass dreams, excuse my French.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, real trouble getting out of bed in the morning, you know. Or, you know, I work in the world stories into the dream. I'll be like, turn off that alarm clock. Turn off that alarm. Somebody turn off the alarm clock. And I'm, like, you know, like doing whatever I'm doing in the dream. It's not getting me out of bed. It's just talking in my dream. And I'm saying, would somebody please turn off that clock? Like, I think that's supposed to be my job. It's supposed to get me out of the bed. But it doesn't. And the Sabian image for the new moon is man seeks illumination. So I think it's also a very illuminative time. Mercury at 18 degrees Aquarius I find to be a really brilliant particular position for Mercury. So there's a lot of brilliant energy kind of flying around up there. And it's a great time for us to really consciously sit back and look at things rather than reacting. So I find there's a lot of projection because there is a cardinal cross in the sky. And people are going, you know, you do, and you're kind of like, I don't do that. That's what you do, you know. And, you know, just kind of watching the projection and kind of looking at somebody and going, really? Okay. You want to tell me a little bit more about that? And then as they're processing, they realize they're really talking about themselves. So I had a student today working on a chart, and she started talking, and I'm like, okay, so, like, she goes, you know, this is my story. I'm like, right. We always read the charts of people that are working on our stories on some level. And she was like, I didn't realize that. I'm like, right. It's okay. It's good. You know, you're realizing it. And understanding that part of what we're all working on is that depth of who we are and where we're going. So pretty powerful couple of weeks. So anything else you guys want to say? Watch out for footstools this weekend, too, because Mercury's in Pisces.
Oh, yeah.
I was just reading a story about a man who accidentally shot himself to death while teaching his girlfriend about gun safety. He was showing her how safe his guns were because they weren't loaded, and he shot himself.
I shouldn't laugh, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's the Uber spell. I've noticed that any time you're like, oh, that's not a problem. You can hear the consequence happening.
Yeah.
So there's some humbling energy here to just watch, to stay in the present and never say things like, oh, that'll never fall, because, you know.
Or you're a bank that's too big to fail. We'll never fail. It's like, oh, yeah, you're going to fail. Everybody fails.
Right. So, and particularly, I think, Mercury retrograde, I often see that process.
Well, I think he likes to kind of,
to us immediately.
I know in my case, certainly, you know, there have been things I would never do anything like that, you know, and then, of course, the opportunity presents itself, and you're kind of like, okay, so I can understand why people do stuff like this.
Yeah.
And Mercury, he does seem to be the one that does it, because he kind of goes, oh, really? You're never going to do anything like that, huh? Okay, so here you go. Yeah. And you kind of go, oh, yeah, got it. So it's an interesting, he is a little fun fellow, that Mercury. We do like him. So anything else? Should we look for callers? I think we have some.
We have some.
Yeah, we got callers on the line. Right. It looks like we have a foreign caller. Hello, 01281. You're on the air. You're from someplace far away. Where are you from?
Actually, I'm in Mexico.
Mexico, cool. We knew you were far away. It's like a long-distance number. How can we help you?
It would be nice to get a really brief look at my chart. And this is exciting.
When were you born?
So it's really great to talk to you guys.
Cool.
Yay,
you got through.
Okay. Yeah, 6-2-53, and I was born at 2:20 a.m.
53. I'm sorry, one more time.
Uh-huh.
Slow down. 6-2-1953.
June 2nd. 53.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
June 2nd, 1953. It's 2:20 a.m.
And where?
In Manila, Philippines.
Okay.
Now you're in Mexico. Cool.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm talking to you. Wow.
Yeah, you're good. You know, I kind of look at a number I haven't seen before, and I pick it. And what's your name?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Victoria.
So.
Hi.
And did
I'm
you
so
have a
excited.
Question in particular?
Yes.
Yeah. It's always nice to get through. It's like, well, I got through. Just a general overview.
Yeah, because I listen to you guys like every week, all the shows every week. So
that's wonderful.
What's my question? Just in general, I'm, you know, concerned about. Well, I guess you know, money. What's going to go on next? Though I am feeling better, and so that's. I'm going to leave it vague and just see what you have to say.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you've got a lot. I mean, right now Mars is stationing opposite your Venus, so there's a lot going on in the relationship realm because Venus is squaring your Venus and Mars is stationing opposite it, and you've had a lot of activity in that relationship, seventh house of relationships anyway. Now, you're in the Philippines, so it's going to switch you a little bit when we move you to Mexico. But basically, mm-hmm. your chart kind of flips a little if you were in New York, so you're going to be about halfway across. So then this could be showing up in a career and home base where the fights could be happening. But it's about you getting your value. And you are speedy, that Gemini. You said your name and your phone really quick. And so those planets are pretty protected right now. Not a lot going on with the Gemini gang. But you do have a lot going on with figuring out kind of with Saturn squaring your Pluto back to age 21, back to, you know, what your vision of your partnership story is, thinking back even 7 years to 2007, what was going on then, because there was a big partnership story that went on then that now you're kind of looking at and saying, okay, what do I want to do about this? And you're really not going to know until we get to the fall, but you're working that story out and also how you take action around who you are is also some of the other part. It's because this chart's very action-oriented, but it's also...
Uh-huh.
Sometimes has trouble expressing what it wants because Mercury and Mars go together and you go this way, that way, this way, that way, this way, that way, and I don't know what I want. And I want both. And it's like, okay, but you got to pick, you know. And it's hard to pick.
You've got such a wonderful Gemini and chart. No wonder that you, I mean, how many languages do you speak?
Well, I used to speak three. I speak two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Jupiter, Sun, Mercury and Mars all lined up in Gemini. Now, I think that you can speak to just about anybody from any walk of life with the Moon in Aquarius there and Aries in the first house. And you can really reach across. You have a skill for reaching across languages, communities, nations, social economic strata. And you're wonderful at weaving, networking together with people and creating community. But sometimes you're not always sure what you want, and I think that's a point that, you know, you're like, you can adapt to anything. Give you a lemon, you'll make lemonade. But when we ask you, here's a blank canvas, create what you want. It may be harder for you to know.
It is.
But
it
very
does,
aware
it,
of what's fun.
Not,
it what? One more time. No, say it again.
Go ahead and say it again, Heather. I mean, it's been very difficult to decide.
Because you have that, you're very aware of what you don't want, but not always sure what you do want.
Yep.
You know, that Venus and Aries in the first house is not going to let you get talked into something that you don't want to do. But recently, this last month, your progressed moon entered Taurus and left 2.5 years in Aries. And has asking you to, you might be hungry for a little bit more stability than you've allowed yourself before. Because it looks like you're always adjusting and shifting or moving or, you know, kind of on the go mentally if not physically. And the Taurus moon says, right now we want to slow down and deepen. We want to build some roots and kind of hungry for some security or kind of coming into your own in a different way. And that
looks
like the issue for the next couple of years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, that's true. I've been caretaking other people and then just being buffeted by all the changes that have happened. And I'm tired. It's like, what are we going to do next? What can we learn next that'll make us feel, you know, secure and then get back to doing some creative work, too?
Absolutely. And you're always good at doing two or three or four things at a time. But you just have to make sure that you put yourself in the needs. It looks like you were raised in a family that knew what everybody else needed but didn't know what they needed and sort of trained you to know what the family needs, what the community needs, but not necessarily what you need. So you have to kind of retrain yourself on that. How do you hear both? Not one or the other, but, you know, take care of people when they need it and make time for your creative life and build your roots and your stability and feel fed.
Right.
You know, take care of yourself. And just put yourself in the equation in a new way. I think that, you know, your whole nature of relationships is moving through process, through changes over the next couple of years. You've got 19 degrees Aries rising, 19 degrees Libra setting, and not this year, but next year and the year after that, how you relate to the world will be going through some changes, but it could be really good changes that'll help bring you to make, you know, you feel more aligned in the world. I also see with Neptune squaring your Jupiter a spiritual hunger this year, that of finding a way that's not necessarily anybody else's, not the way of your family, but your own spiritual path versus religious path. Does that
make sense? I've been really feeling that. And in fact, I've been doing like this weekly for about 3 months. So I've just been doing, you know, lighting a candle and praying and saying positive affirmations. And because I felt really lost for the last couple of years, as you said, it was like I was really trained really well to take care of everyone else. And then it's been taking like my students, my everybody, and my family, and then it's been like I've been lost for, you know, and just trying to kind of center myself or get calm enough and not, you know, be living with what's going to happen next or is there what trauma or what severe thing's going to happen and how do I have to deal with it and that. I'm tired. I want some stability, and I want to be able to get back. Go ahead.
The good news is you've really taken in a lot of those lessons of taking care of others and, you know, putting your own interests on the back burner. And so it's become really, really second nature to you. It's just an automatic thing. And it's so much second nature that you actually don't have to do it anymore. It'll just happen. So now you
could.
And really put your own interests first. And it's not in a selfish way. It's just expressing yourself.
Right.
You know, saying, you know, what do I have to offer? And you can have the confidence that you'll be taking care of everybody as you go. And they'll actually appreciate it. So it's
funny,
you're not actually dropping any of those other roles. You're just adding a new one in. And everything is so second nature that you're not going to be neglecting anybody.
And you also are having Neptune. I'm sorry, you're having Neptune square your Jupiter, which is a lot about, you know, what is my spiritual purpose, kind of a realignment of it. So when you hit your Saturn return, it kind of finished a chapter up, and now with Neptune squaring Jupiter, it's saying to you, okay, so you're on the last 30 years or subset thereof.
Yeah.
What's the vision? You know, so it's really, you're really looking for vision, too. So I think the spiritual practice helps a lot, and it'll help ground you a lot.
Because that's, it's become really, really important. I mean, I consider myself to be a spiritual person, but in the last, you know, it's like, why am I here? You know, what can I do to express myself, take care of myself, make myself feel stable, but also, like, you know, fulfill my function, you know, why I'm here, what's in my soul, what's in my
heart,
and help people.
That is a meditation. It won't be a quick answer, but it is your meditation.
And you will figure it out. You're on the path to getting it. You should have it by, like, the fall. Or at least a new vision.
We have to go now, but we wish you best of luck on that search.
Keep us posted.
Thank you.
You know?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Big hugs.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Signing off from Access Astrology, this is Mark Wohl.
And Ian Ortley.
And Heather Rowan Robbins.
We have a great stations week, guys. Remember, anxiety, but pull your energy in, be like a little propeller and fly.
Take care.
As opposed to being drawn and quartered. Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Take care.